Well, good morning, Central family. That was decent. That was decent. It is such a joy to be here with you on this Mother's Day. It is such an honor to be here on this platform. When Pastor Jim asked me a few months ago if I would be up for preaching on Mother's Day, I found myself actually almost speechless. But I dug deep, and I was able to utter a, yeah, sure, absolutely. And when I left church that day, I called one of my dear friends to tell her my really exciting news. And without hesitation, she said, girl, you know when Mother's Day is, right? Why? I was like, what in the world? This is not at all the response that I expected to receive from my dear friend. And she said, girl, graduation is the day before Mother's Day. So here we are yesterday. This was us. So yes, graduation was yesterday. The graduation, well, first of all, graduation, I don't know if you can tell by this picture, but the way we do graduation is brutal and beautiful because the parents get to speak to their child that's graduating. We get like 3 to 5 minutes and we get to just tell them how wonderful they are, how proud of them we are. And it takes everything in us to be able to do that, but it's so, so beautiful. So there's been all the tears, needless to say. And then we decided to have a big party to celebrate them last night. So yes, it's been a weekend, and it's been a week. We had senior thesis defense nights this week, and I actually also taught my very last day at our co-op that I've taught at for the past 9 years. So, thank you. So, I kind of feel like a walking representation of a package with that fragile, handle with care, tape plastered all over it this morning. So however today is landing for you on this Mother's Day, I want you to know that it is an honor to be here with you today. And I am so thankful that the Lord meets each and every one of us right where we are. This week has been a lot, and at times I found myself just wanting to lay down and take a nap. I'm like, please, just a nap, which did not happen, for the record. And though this week has been exhausting on so many levels, it's been really, really good things. But I've also had some really difficult weeks in my life. Those weeks, even those months, that circumstance, whatever it may be, where we just want to lay down. We just want to close our eyes, put our hands over our ears, and just ignore the demands of the world. Those times where we may just want to throw that towel in and just throw our hands up, give up. It's just too much. I'm all done. I'm waving the white flag of surrender. Surrender. Though I'm sure that most of us have been here at some point in our lives, it's not something we typically jump at the opportunity to talk about. To be honest, I tried to talk myself out of this message for a while. Tried to talk the Lord out of giving me this message for a while. I did some, you know, proposing to him, some pleading with him, like, really? Really, God, this is what you want me to talk about on my very first time up here? Can you give me something a little easier? But he didn't. So here we are. Here we are. He wouldn't let me leave it alone. He kept bringing me back to this word. And so I believe in my whole heart that the Lord has something for each of us today in this. Surrender. It's tough to think about. It's tough to talk about. It's very difficult to do. And I think part of the reason that is that surrender is giving up our need for control. We have to embrace that fear of the unknown. For some, surrender can even be seen as weakness. And let's be honest, nobody wants to appear weak, right? It's like we can't handle the pressure, so we get out of the fire. And I've been in some fires as a wife and as a mama, as a friend. But I'm learning that when it comes to the Lord, strength and freedom come when we surrender to Him and His will for us. So what if we begin to see surrender not as giving up, as the world would have us believe, but as giving over to Him, giving into the open hands of our good, good Father? Perspective changes everything. So before we dive in anymore, I would love to just take this time and ask you to join me in praying. I want to invite the Lord into this place and this time and His word that He has for us this morning. Lord, we love You. We praise You, Lord. We thank You that You are so good. You are faithful, Lord. Thank You for each and every one of us that are in this room today. Thank You for the word that You have for each of us today. Lord, thank You that even in the hard things, the difficult things, the troubling things, Lord, You are our strength. Thank You that You are our freedom, that You are our hope and our joy, Lord Jesus. And we just take this time, Lord, we offer this time up to You, Lord. I ask that You would just hold hearts so close, Lord Jesus. I pray that You would speak to each and every one of us. And I pray that this time is a time that is honoring and glorifying to You. We pray all of this in Your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Surrender is an invitation from the Lord, an invitation to give to Him what's too much for us to bear on our own. In giving to the Lord, we find strength, we find freedom, we find peace, we find courage, we find hope. We don't have to give up. When it becomes too much, we give it over to the Lord. In looking at surrender, the Lord laid three areas of our lives on my heart and that He's inviting us to surrender to Him. And the first of these is position, surrendering our position. Now, I realize position is kind of a weird word. So I'm going to tell you, I'm using it interchangeably here with identity. But my other 2 points begin with the letter P, and I'm a teacher, and I really appreciate alliteration. Did you catch it? That was alliteration. Appreciate alliteration. Therefore, position it is for us this morning. Before we can surrender the things that matter to us, we have to come to a place of surrendering who we are. We have to come to a place of surrendering who we thought we were, who we wanted to be. In Luke 1, the Lord sends the angel Gabriel to Mary to deliver some pretty incredible news. This was unexpected, life-changing, world-shaking news. But her response says it all. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May Your word to me be fulfilled. I am the Lord's servant. That was it. That was her response. Not, okay, God, but remember, I'm getting married to Joseph soon, or, yeah, but I'm like a bride-to-be, and this feels not right, or a little difficult. Not to mention, she surrendered in this moment the fear of shame and ridicule, and honestly, a very possible and plausible divorce. She surrenders it all. In surrendering, Mary gave over her position in her family, in society. She gives over her identity, her reputation, who she thought she was going to be. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7 tells us, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. We must come to this place of humbling ourselves before the Lord so that we can accept and surrender the position that the Lord has for us. And then we wait for it in due time, in the Lord's time. We wait for it. So I always knew in growing up that I wanted to be a teacher. Some kids play house and they cook these really fun meals and, you know, clean. Still not two of my strong suits, but I played teacher. I would line up my stuffed animals. I would get out all my books. I would read to them, teach them all of the really important things. I always, always knew I wanted to be a teacher. So I went to the University of Missouri. I got my degree in education, went on to get my master's degree in education. And then it was just like the perfect bow was tied on all of this because I got a job teaching kindergarten at the elementary school I had attended as a kid. I know, right? It's so perfect. I thought so too. Everything was great, going just as planned. I was a teacher. And then things changed because I met this guy. I met this guy, and I ended up really liking this guy. And unfortunately, not unfortunately, sorry, babe, that was not in my script. I just meant things changed. That's what I meant. I'm going to make up for that later. Okay, so here we go. It's Mother's Day, remember. It's all about me today. I can mess up. Coming back. I met this guy. I really like him. I think he still really likes me. And we moved a lot because his career required us to move. And in these moves, I was not able to find a teaching job at any of the elementary schools. And so I found myself working in childcare, changing other people's babies' diapers. Now, not that there's anything wrong with this. Y'all, I've changed a lot of other people's babies' diapers in my life. It's totally a good and great thing. It's just that this wasn't who I saw myself to be. I had gone to school for 5 years. I had a bachelor's degree, a master's degree. I had this perfect, beautiful job teaching at the elementary school that I had attended. And now here I am in some different state changing other people's kids' diapers, people that I don't even really know that well. And I was like, what is happening? This is not who I expected myself to be. Well, fast forward a few more years. I'm still here with this guy that I really like. I'm teaching my own children, just graduated one from high school. And I've been teaching at our cherished co-op for the past 9 years. And now I'm teaching up here on this platform. I never saw myself as a homeschool mom. I never defined myself or saw myself as a pastor. My definition of teacher, it was far too narrow. When the world will try to define us if we let it. But like Mary, when we let the Lord define us, we don't get to decide what we look like, but rest assured, it's going to be better than we would have imagined for ourselves. The Lord never changes his mind about us either. He never changes his mind about us like the world does. And how the Lord sees us, who the Lord says we are, that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff. Strength and freedom are found in accepting and resting and who the Lord calls us to be. Who we are, that's what the Lord says. The Lord gets to decide. He gets to define us. The Lord called Mary blessed and highly favored. And in Jesus, we too get to claim this position, this identity. So the thing about surrender is that it's not a one-time event. Don't we wish that it was? It's not a one-time event, and it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not in just one area of our life. The Lord also invites us to surrender our plans. Proverbs 16:9 states, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." I'm learning that the journey is so much more enjoyable if I go where the Lord is leading, if I walk in His established steps. During Jesus' childhood, Mary heard and experienced many things concerning the plans for her child and for herself. In Luke 2, we read that Jesus was the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, that He would be the cause of the falling and rising of many in Israel, that He would be a sign that was spoken against. And this one gets me to my mama core. Mary was told, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too." With all of these declarations, we're told that Mary marveled at them, that she treasured and pondered them in her heart. And though she didn't fully understand the plans of the Lord, she held them in the safe place of her heart. I love how Matthew Henry sums this up in his commentary. "The Virgin Mary made them a matter of her private meditation. She said little, but kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She laid the evidences together and kept them in reserve to be compared with the discoveries that should soon afterwards be made her. As she had silently left it to God to clear up her virtue when that was suspected, so she silently leaves it to Him to publish her honor, now when it was veiled. And it is the satisfaction enough to find that if no one else takes notice of the birth of her child, angels do." Note, the truths of Christ are worth keeping, and the way to keep them safe is to ponder them. Meditation is the best help to memory. Mary didn't know the plans. She didn't know the outcome of what these plans of God would be, but she pondered them. She meditated on them. She kept them safe. She didn't know how it would all go, but she knew her God. She knew who He was to her, and she knew who she was to Him. She trusted her God. One of my heroes of the faith, Corey Ten Boom, says it so well. "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." We must know our God, really know Him, intimately know Him, passionately pursue Him. We have to know the Lord so that we can trust Him and surrender to Him the plans of this life. After all, we don't trust what we don't know, and we don't surrender to what we don't trust. Isaiah 55 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." This is the God I want to serve. This is the God that I choose to trust. I need a God like this, especially when it comes to this last point. I save the best for last. Actually, I save the hardest for last. I'm going to try to get through this without tears because, you know, I'm a little fragile. This is where the rubber meets the road for me. My positions, my plans, those are about me. And I know that people are going to hurt me. And I know that life will bring disappointment and discouragement, that things won't always go the way that I wanted them to go, that I planned for them to go. But when it comes to my people, watch out. That proverbial mama bear, yeah, she comes out roaring. You can mess with me, you can mess with my plans, but don't you mess with my people. As a wife and as a mama, I just want to protect my people. I want to protect them from all hurt and all disappointment. But I can't. And I'm learning, as hard as it is, I shouldn't. Because the Lord uses it all. From the moment Mary was told that she would be the mother of Jesus, she knew it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, let's be honest. Motherhood in general is not easy. Can you imagine being the mother of the Son of God? Me neither. I'm sure Mary didn't know or understand what all of this would entail, but she did know it was going to be difficult. However, even with this, I don't think anything could have prepared her for what was to come. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. These words shake me. They rock me to my core. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. She was near. She wasn't just there, she was near the cross of Jesus. The inner strength it had to have taken for her to stand there near the most horrific, unimaginable scene possible. But she was there, and she stood near. She stood near because she loved her son more than she loved herself. She stood near because she loved her God and she trusted him. She trusted him. She trusted his faithfulness. She didn't have the answers, but Mary had the assurance of the Lord. And so do we. We have the assurance of the Lord. Today and in the days to come, we have the assurance of the Lord. So I'd like to invite the worship team to come up as we get ready to close here. And I want to encourage us this morning that we can give over to our God and not give up on him, not give up on anyone, not give up on anything, because God is trustworthy. We can give over and not give up because God is faithful. We give over to the Lord because he wants to do something with it. He can and he will if we just give it over to him. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. To him who is able to do more, immeasurably more, than all we could ask, than all we can imagine, we give it over to him because he wants to do something with it. Our position, our plans, even our people, all of it surrendered to God. to him. We see this so powerfully in the life of Mary. We see this so completely at the cross of Jesus. From the beginning, Mary chose a posture of surrender. She didn't understand it all, but she trusted in him who did. She pondered, she treasured the things in her heart. Oh, she wrestled, I'm sure of it. But she gave it all over to the Lord, herself, her plans, her son. And God used it. Jesus became not only her Savior, but the Savior of the world. This changed everything. This changed the world. This changed the kingdom. This changed eternity because Mary surrendered. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. So as we close this Mother's Day morning, I ask you, what is it that the Lord is asking you to give over to him rather than giving up on? Or is there a someone in your life that the Holy Spirit is inviting you to give over to our faithful Father? Let's give over to God, not give up, and then wait on him because he is so faithful.